This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Radiothon, get ready to unbolt the vault with incredible prizes thanks to sponsors United Airlines, Voco Hotels, Selena Hotels, Saluderm Skin Aesthetics, Andy K Art, and Squealing Pig. Join or renew your membership or contribute $50 during Radiothon for your chance to win a key that could be your pass to accessing major prizes. Unbolt the vault, permit number 10131/23 and Radiothon 2023, April 29 to May 5, because
together we thrive!
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Yes, you are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Madeline. Our last guest for today's show is Councillor Claudia Nguyen, who is the Mayor of the City of Yarra. How are you, Claudia? How's your day going?
Hi. Well, my day's starting, but I've got a few events after this. So, look, I'm really happy to start the day, lucky last, with Joy FM.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, a bit of self-interest here. I did ask you last time you were on two questions, actually. One was about the children's farm. We'll get to that shortly. But the other was, most listeners know I'm a bit of I have a greyhound and I love greyhounds. And I think I asked you, how many greyhounds are there in the city of Yarra? Because all greyhound owners would be very diligent and make sure they're registered. So how many are there?
Yeah, so look, I'm really happy to report back that we have roughly 217 greyhounds.
Oh, wow.
And 11 crosses. So that's just over 200 altogether.
217.
That's a lot of greyhounds.
Now, this could actually make the case, Claudia. You're going to think about this later. A greyhound park. Because, you know, greyhounds are not, they don't mind other dogs, but small, fluffy dogs, there can be a bit of a conflict, yeah, particularly if they run away from them. park that for another time. That's really good. 217, that's actually a lot. That's actually a lot. That's a lot of greyhounds. So thanks for finding that out for me.
No worries. Happy to take that one as feedback for our planning.
And, you know, greyhounds should be given the vote, I reckon.
Definitely.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, we've got it. Fantastic.
Definitely. Can I ask, because we are Melbourne, are there any grey doodles? Because every animal seems to be a noodle. Do they have grey noodles?
Look, I'm not quite sure what a grey noodle looks like.
Yeah.
I've yet seen one, I think.
Greyhounds, Madeline, are in terms of in the dog world, greyhounds are one of the purest breeds. And what I base that on is not just research, but when you actually look around the world on social media, and greyhounds are all around the world, they all do exactly the same thing.
Run fast.
Run fast and sleep and occupy couches. Mm. But they all have absolutely the same characteristics. Now, lots of other breeds do as well, and that's why they're quite a pure breed. I don't know. So you said you had 11 crosses in there. I wonder what they were crossed with.
There could be some grey doodles.
They'd have to be taller dogs. They couldn't be little dogs. Anyway. The children's farm, Claudia. What's the situation there? Because, you know, it was out of action for a while, or it was closed. Where are we at with it now?
So I think last time you had a few questions about the garden plots on the farm.
Yeah.
Look, I think it's worth saying that we as council don't operate the farm. We're sort of more of a supporter in that they live within our municipality. But my understanding is there's redevelopments occurring and they're putting together some concept plans at the moment to progress that work. So that's all I really have for you, Macca.
Well, you know, it's an organisation that's been around for a long time, and I know there's a lot of, let's say, robust discussion has gone on about that. I know the council's, you know, taking a keen interest in it, so it's such an important space for the inner city. And, you know, so I hope it works out all right. Can I ask you, Claudia, what's on your agenda, you know, for the next year or so at the City of Yarra? What are the things that are most important for you, but also most important for the council?
Well, look, I can definitely talk about some of the things that are coming up for our Rainbow community, if I can start there. So you would have seen we hosted a few months back, and that was a wonderful event supported by the government. So we're making sure that we're advocating for that event to be held in Yarra for the rest of foreseeable future, and that's some work that we're doing with the state government. We, in February, as part of one of our Community Tuesday events, we hosted a Pride morning tea with some of the councillors and our local Rainbow community leaders. And that was an excellent event where we were joined by organisations like Queer Space and Minus 18 and some of the local businesses to talk through some of the challenges, but also opportunities in the local area. So that was a great workshopping event for a lot of councillors who attended. You would have heard from, I think, our Deputy Mayor, Edward Crossland, when he was on the show a month back, about the Heritage Project. So that project's progressing really well. We've heard from almost 200 people about sites for the LGBTQI plus community that they'd like to profile. So we'll be working to review all of that feedback and all of the submissions there over the next bit before a report hopefully comes back to council. So that's sort of what we're doing up until now. But we have quite a few events coming up for the community that I'd like to just pitch to some of your listeners. So we have the Ida Hobbit event coming up next month. I think it's about 2-3 weeks away, on Wednesday the 17th, where we'll be doing a community flag raising with breakfast for the community at Richmond Town Hall from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. So it was a lovely event that we had last year. We're doing it again this year. So that's going to be open to the community to join us. So there's that. We have a Yarra Rainbow Advisory Committee as well, and we're looking for EOIs from community members to represent our queer community. And where we have on the 26th of April, Lesbian Visibility Day as well, where we'll be flying the flag across all of our three town halls. So there's a fair bit going on in Yarra over the next 2-3 months.
That's good. They're great initiatives. And I've got to say, the Heritage Project, you know, when Edward spoke about it, I was fascinated by it. And to get 200 submissions, that's really impressive.
It's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and obviously there'll be a lot of crossover in some of the things people are talking about, but to recognise places of interest or dates of interest to our community within Yarra, and the council's has this as a project, I think is really important.
What will be the outcome of that? Will there be a book or will it be plaques? What will it lead to?
Where do you think it might land, Claudia?
I think at a minimum it will be some sort of document to recognise some of the findings out of that project. So definitely something that we can record keep and pass on so that we don't lose that knowledge. Mm. We're very conscious, and when it comes to something like a historical project like this, that we capture all the information from the community so that, you know, it is passed on to future generations. So at a minimum, it will be some sort of a document. Mm-hmm. What that looks like, what that will progress to is, I think, still a work in progress.
So 26th is Lesbian Awareness Day. Visibility Day.
It's so invisible.
And the other one in May, was it May 17? What was that one?
May 17, that's Ida Hobbit Day.
Ida Hobbit, of course. And for people, you know, in terms of an LGBTIQ committee for council, if people are interested in that, is there information on the council website already, or is that something that's coming up?
Yeah, there's information on the website. So there's an online form that anyone who's interested can fill in, and then we'll take some time to review that, and then eventually we'll announce the successful committee members.
Great. Claudia, thank you for giving your time to us, and thank you. I now know there are 217 greyhounds in the city of Yarra. I'm really impressed with that number. And, you know, if you could, little greyhound park, just a little one with high fence,
yeah,
would be great.
But then every other breed's going to want its own park as well.
Yes, but greyhounds are particularly, yeah, with other small furry dogs. It's not a good idea.
I understand.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
Take that
point. So, anyway, if you do that, I'll come to the opening.
Great. No, we'll look to have you there.
Thanks so much. And thanks for being a good sport.
Great. Thanks
for getting back to us. And we'll speak to you again in about a month's time. And have a great day.
Thanks, Claudia.
We'll do. Take care. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You have been.
The Joy Community, here for you, here together.
I always get that. Always get mixed up with that. You are on Saturday Magazine for a little bit longer with Macca and Madeline. Madeline Swain's been my co-host again, and it's been a great pleasure to have you in the studio, Madeline, and I'm going to be working on getting you back another time.
Well, it's been lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's lovely to have you here. And we had some great guests. We started off with Carla Pincott from the Centre for Independent Studies telling us what the centre does, and that was pretty interesting. Professor Richard Hare from the University of Tasmania had a really long chat about the Pacific Island and our relationship with the Pacific Island and some of the history.
I felt educated.
Yes. He wasn't prepared to say whether he thought Penny Wong and Paul Keating were going to kiss and make up. But we'll see. Mm-hmm. Caroline Gillespie, acting CEO of Thorn Harbour, told us about Human Reduction Conference and some good outcomes of that.
Harm reduction. Did you say humour?
Humour reduction. No,
we want lots of humour.
I was thinking of the next bit, which was Jordan Gray performing at the Comedy Festival, but a finalist. And Jordan's probably just about to go into the dentist, so good luck, Jordan. Ben Vassilou from Youth Projects, and finished up with Claudia Nguyen from the City of Yarra, who told us there are 217 registered greyhounds in the City of Yarra.
And 11 cross.
And 11 crossbreeds. I'm going to investigate that. I'm not happy about that. So once again, thank you. Thanks for listening. Word for Word is coming up in just a couple of seconds.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.